podcast is brought to you by my Sunday Cool. Watch this. Or listen!
How was that?
Scared me.
Boom! Ah! That was silly.
You didn't really scare me. I was just acting like that. I was acting. I don't really get scared.
No.
That's not a big deal.
Oh, man.
Oh, Joshua, whatever is the problem?
I don't know, Andy. I'm just feeling mentally poor.
Oh, that's terribly bad news, because I, for one, I'm abundant in mental wealth.
You're abundant in mental wealth? How do you get to that point, Andy?
Oh, Joshua, I thought you'd never ask. Magic Mind, of course.
Magic Mind?
Yes, you've never heard of it.
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's a great little drink you can have every day that really sparks your mind up. In a healthy way.
Oh, man, that sounds really good. I wish I could get some.
Oh, Josh, you already do have some.
What do you mean?
Well, check under your hat.
My hat?
Yes, sir.
Magic Mind.
Look at that, Magic Mind. Just a tiny little shot of all healthy ingredients, and you'll have your mind reeling with energy and clean, heavy lifting.
Well, I mean, that sounds great, Andy, but what about nighttime? What about sleep? Obviously, this doesn't help you sleep.
Silly, silly, Joshua. Check your mouth. Open wide.
My mouth?
Yes, your mouth. There it is.
Magic Mind sleep?
Yeah, absolutely. You take this 13 minutes right before bedtime, and guess what? You'll wake up with no groggy feelings, no sadness whatsoever. How do you feel now, Joshua?
I'm feeling the mental wealth already.
Ta-ta!
Cheers!
Cheers, brother!
This January is all about mental health, and Magic Mind is supporting Ninjas of Butterflies and doing just that.
So go to magicmind.com/ninjajan. That's J-A-A.
To receive 45% off your Magic Mind bundle.
Yes, precisely.
To wealth!
To health! To Magic Mind!
I just feel like I have to constantly poop. I will pass.
30 minutes.
This too will pass.
Shall pass.
Is there any poop coming out when you poop?
Yeah.
I asked Demi in the car today.
Liquid.
Yeah.
My favorite thing now is that Demi will sit in the passenger seat with me up front.
Yeah.
I go, does your dad fart? She goes, yeah. And he says that they smell like roses, but they smell like Taco Bell.
She loves Taco Bell. Golly. What's wrong with that? I give her what she wants.
Your couch is dope, by the way.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's right at your house.
We surprised them right before Christmas. That was honestly their favorite Christmas gift was the couch we got.
Cool.
I finally did it. I may live in a double wide, but I've got a couch that doesn't go up against a wall. That was always the sign of like being rich.
Yeah, I've heard that.
You know, it's like if you have a couch that doesn't go up against a wall or if you have nothing on top of your fridge, we still have a ton of junk on our fridge, but
I guess we're poor.
Yep. You guys are. And I feel really bad for you.
We got a bunch of crap on
in the bio. We have a GoFundMe for the Hoopers.
We still have the trick or treat bucket on top of our fridge.
Yeah.
And I mean, we use it whenever we're
potty training?
Yeah, potty training.
Smart.
Yeah.
M&M's got Demi to go potty. Like within 2 weeks, I think. Like,
but now we're at the point where it's like, now you gotta get self motivated.
Yeah, yes.
Like why can't you just go?
Now that was a treat. It wasn't a right, it was a privilege, okay?
Yeah, I asked her, I'm like, do you see me go get a piece of candy when I go potty? And she's like,
no, girl, go get you some.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you doing that to yourself? That's your own fault.
Dude, I think the throw up bowl is a better indicator on like family wealth. Like if you're like hucking into a bowl and you're not tossing that bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Money's hard to come by.
It's tough whenever you just have so many bowls and you're like, I'm pretty sure all these have been thrown up in at one point.
Yeah.
But here's the salad.
growing up, ours was the popcorn bowl.
Yeah, same.
I mean, it's just like having leftovers in the fridge. Like, it's just old food,
yeah,
right?
That's all
same
it is.
Same concept.
Ew.
It's just recycled food.
Ugh.
Tell me you guys don't just throw that stuff away.
You just keep in the fridge, right?
What do you think your food processor's for?
At what age do kids become reasonable when they're throwing up? Because Ada always tries to run while she throws up.
Demi's, she's 9, but like I feel like she's been there for a while. She's pretty like I can't go anywhere. I feel terrible. I'm gonna puke. I have to stay right here.
Yeah.
She's running. Oh no, it's happening again.
I'll get the bowl of river. She's like
that is so funny.
It's really just sad.
Oh man. Well, welcome.
Welcome back.
124. We filmed 2 days ago. But had technical difficulties.
Well said.
Josh pooped his pants in the booth. We had to literally clean this whole thing out. ServPro, you guys remember?
Yeah.
Came in here, cleaned it all up. It was like the worst disaster, and they've cleaned up the worst disaster they've ever seen, they said.
Yeah.
And they clean up crime scenes.
Yeah.
Speaking of ServPro, they came out and they cleaned our air ducts in our house. Our home was built in 1986.
Was that the last time they were
cleaned out when they were installed? Literally, this guy's like, I've been doing this for 30 years, and he's like, I've literally never seen a return that dirty in my entire life.
His Oof. Name's Terry, and he has been doing it for 13 years.
And with a voice like that, it's hard to tell, right?
It didn't sound anything like that because he's from Indiana.
Probably the nicest guy in the world.
He is. So
made
nice.
Him sound like a smoker. I've been doing this for 30 years.
He did such a fantastic job.
He said it was the dirtiest air return he's ever seen in his career.
That's Dude. Crazy.
I know.
Y'all are nasty.
I know.
Oh, we nasty.
You guys nasty.
Ew.
I'll tell you something, though. Our house, like, feels different. Like, the air just feels cleaner. It's more efficient. I can tell in the 2 days since he did it.
That's a gazebo effect.
Yeah.
Gazebo effect, yeah. But anyways, that episode that we did record is on Patreon as our half episode.
Yes, and so we've never done that. We've never filmed we never released a botched episode.
Yeah,
so there's
some
great
good stuff in it.
There is.
We talk about Les Mis.
We talk about a song.
About Les Mis. We talked about the noise that the sun makes.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Scary.
And we did a really great song on Jimmy Carter's death.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, that was a really
R.I.P.
good song. And it was so long.
It was the 12 minutes.
I figured it out. It was my fault. So the thing, you know, never mind. But I played in 6/8 instead of 4/4. So instead of like 1,
is that
two,
why
three,
I couldn't
four?
Yeah,
one,
it was
two,
just the
three.
Same. So I was like, we gotta go.
I'm like, I can't figure this out.
So I was going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like a waltz. Yeah,
that's what gave me the anxiety attack.
Yeah. Oh, that wasn't a piano I just hit though. That scared me.
What was that? That was super strange.
Oh my gosh, sounds like Pac-Man.
Yeah, there's some good stuff on it. So go join Patreon, patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies.
Yeah, we've never done a full song on Patreon. So
I know.
This is perfect.
Yeah. But speaking of songs,
we actually do release some of our behind-the-scenes footage on Patreon of us practicing songs sometimes. Thank you for that transition, Josh.
Yeah, of course.
And so that's just, I mean, it's really great because you get a lot of behind-the-scenes content. Probably not as much as you'd like, but, you know, still all the same.
What if you guys just start putting up a live feed camera in here?
People would love it.
It streams directly to Patreon.
People would love that.
We'd be canceled real quick.
I know.
I didn't know they were allowed to come nude into the office every day. That's weird.
Just say you're naked every day at my computer.
I think that's the biggest shock to everybody that ever comes and visits is that there's a full office outside of the store.
I know.
Yeah.
And like a facility.
There's actual people doing real jobs. Actually trying to survive and really run a company. And we're just in here naked typing on a computer.
And all the music plays in our headphones. So when you take your headphones off, it's just you guys raw singing.
Screaming. Screaming more like
it. You guys are just raw singing.
Raw dogging that singing.
Raw dogging some vocals.
Do you want a song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Oh, man.
That's not it.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Josh, did you hear the news that they released this week?
What?
Well, it's crazy because we have, you know, the baby boomer generation. We have Gen X. We have millennial. We have Gen Alpha.
Yeah.
Gen Z.
Gen Z, Gen Alpha.
What's the next one? Well, guess what?
What?
I'm not even giving you time to guess.
Okay.
We are now in the new era, a new generation.
No.
The ages from year, if you're born in 2025 to 2039,
Guess what your generation's called?
Tell me, Andy. I don't know.
It's called Generation Beta. Wow.
Generation Beta.
Isn't that incredible?
That is incredible.
Really rolls off the tongue.
Really does.
'25, new year, new me. A new generation here to be. So when you walk by and see a tiny child, make sure you make a wave and make a smile for the baby. Baby. Baby, baby.
Generation Beta, you are the ones. Save us from this anyone that has begun. Generation Beta, please gain your rest. Cause once you are old, you'll be the best. Beta, baby, yeah.
These bouncing beta babies, here they are. With them next to us, we're sure to go far. No other generation for me will do. So I say to you, giga goo goo.
Dear beta baby, sleep well tonight. Thanks to you, we'll be alright. Sweet beta baby, you are the bomb. You're the only reason we're singing this song.
Beta, save us.
Beta, please. Beta, I beg of you. Save us from this awful, awful world.
Beta, baby, baby, I love you. Will you be the baby that will come through? Beta, beta, Generation Beta. I love you.
Generation Beta, we place our faith in you. You'll be the ones to see it through. Will you come here and rescue us all? Generation Beta, we love you. Beta, baby, beta, beta.
Sweet beta, baby, you'll come.
Beta, baby, beta, baby.
What generation are our children?
Alpha.
Alphas.
Alphas.
I'm the alpha. I'm the leader.
I'm the one that trusts. Her.
What's that from?
It's that TikTok thing with the wolf thing.
When they pretend they're transforming to wolves, the furry is just...
What's it? I'm the alpha. I'm the leader. I'm the one to trust.
We all...
No.
That was the best.
It makes me so happy that someone else is lost.
It's pretty great.
Pretty good song, guys.
Pretty great.
Really good song.
Hey.
I really want to see how many different songs I can make you guys start. Like, just continuing to play different.
I love it, too.
I'm going to have a guitar behind me next time and just pull it out. Whoa. Is this a healthy workplace?
No.
Speaking of guitars.
We got a question.
I don't like this part. I don't want to be a part of it.
What part? Too bad.
It's part of the
part
show.
That the fans love?
They don't love it. No one loves it.
They send the questions, Lily.
They are the ones that send the questions.
You think we just sit here 30 minutes before we film the podcast and saying, "Yo, we need a question. Let's come up with something." And we just spitball a bunch of terrible ideas until we land on one that's not as terrible?
We don't do that.
That would be insane.
These are all sent in by fans, Lil.
And there's thousands, and we only could do one episode a week, and so we have to go through all of them and prioritize them.
She's like, please choose my question. Yes. And then when we do, they're like, oh, this is my favorite part.
Yes. And this changes the world because you, believe it or not, whether you like it or not, Lily, you're an influential creator on the app of YouTube.
Well said.
Spotify. I know.
Influential.
Yes. Influential. You're very influential.
This question.
And you have the potential to change the world. And you get to do that through this segment, Lil. This is.
Yeah.
Segment.
This is your chance.
Just kidding.
Today's question. Today's question sent in by a viewer. Should white people just stop? Should white people just stop?
Golly, I mean, you know, I have thoughts about this, but
I have so many thoughts.
I think we start with the
whitest person.
Your words, not mine.
What? I'm equally white to you guys.
I don't think so.
Let's look at the let's do a quick pan over to us real quick. Look at our skin tone and then back
edit,
to Lily.
You're gonna edit.
We're not gonna edit anything. White. Stop.
Lily, let's be serious right now, okay? Should white people just stop?
Josh is more white than I am, technically.
No.
what are you offended by that?
I am not.
I'm not willing to answer this question. Pass.
There's no pass. What are you?
It's a yes or no, Lil.
That's what the girls do.
All eyes
we're
are
literally
you,
not moving on until you answer.
We can't.
I don't
Should
know what
white
we're
people
stopping. What are they
just stop?
Stop what?
It's just a yes or no. What do you think it means?
Think
don't
it's
answer.
Pretty obvious.
Yes or no?
I think it's pretty obvious.
I'm unwilling.
Should white people just stop, Lil?
Make a decision. 1, 2, 3. Yes or no? Go.
No. Stop what though? Stop what?
Don't play dumb, Lily.
They shouldn't.
You know what? You know what they are
or
needing
yes.
to stop at.
Or yes.
No, you dug your grave and now you're laying in it with a pile of dirt on you.
This is going to, you have any idea how many lives you endangered by answering that question?
No, white people shouldn't stop. And of course, we're talking about the rules of law traffic. And when there's a stop sign or a stoplight, of course they should stop.
Always.
I don't
Always.
Know if you know this, but stats say that white people are the one dominating race to run red lights. I don't know if I should have phrased it that way.
Dominate. Yeah, we dominate. The white people dominate. Is that what you said, right? That's what you're saying.
For running red lights and hurting people.
Did you say white people dominate?
Lil, please don't deflect.
Please don't deflect.
What is she trying to do?
She was trying to gaslight you. I don't know why. This isn't a gaslighting session.
I made a mistake with what I said, but like...
That
but it sounds like, if I'm getting this right, Andy and Andrew... It sounds like Lily wants other people to get hurt.
She doesn't want
on the
white
roads.
People. White people specifically, which is, you know, race traitor. I mean, come on. You don't want white people to stop at stop signs.
Or stoplights and hit other cars that could have kids in them.
Kids.
Guys.
Babies.
Maybe
even puppies.
A little baby beta.
Maybe it's someone that's not white driving through traffic with a bunch of puppies and babies. And white people should just hit
where
them.
Were they, where, when
Lily!
Where are they going? Where's that guy going?
I don't know. Probably somewhere important.
Probably. Probably to an adoption center, I'd imagine.
Well, I guess you guys heard it here first.
Why is he going to an adoption center?
What's white people to hurt other people in traffic and not stop at red lights or stop signs? Bad. Welcome to the show.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly. You slow down. One of God's most beautiful creatures.
We're 16 minutes in.
It's like so hot in here.
It is.
There's going to be one
actually hot in here.
There's definitely one comment. Go to 16 minutes. That's when the real podcast starts.
I always skip the song because it's so cringe.
Shut up.
No, shut up.
To cringe is to the human.
We love to live in the cringe.
Right, Andy?
Yep.
Dude, I don't know what
I'm the alpha.
If we have a podcast fan who is good at editing, please take an entire one of our episodes and just cut like expressions and sounds like that.
That's
probably actually like a 30-minute episode if it was cut down to that.
Yeah. What about those terrorist attacks that just happened?
Dude.
Oh my gosh.
I have stuff on this. I have thoughts.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Thoughts?
Why are you laughing?
Wait.
I didn't think it was very funny. A lot of people got hurt, and some people died.
You're right. I'm not laughing at that.
Turn it on
him. The way you did it. All right.
I don't know what I did. I'm just talking about.
Yeah, so break it down. New Year's Day.
Yeah.
There's a big party happening. There was a football game happening, right, in New Orleans.
I think it was just New Year's parties.
But there was a game going on, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a college game.
Well, say what you were thinking.
Mine's more in regards to the Tesla,
okay, so what happened? Let's break down both of them first, synopsis. What happened?
Start with New Orleans because I'm a little less educated about that.
So the guy that drove the truck down the road, it was terrible what happened. I think 15 people ended up dying.
Yeah, see, I heard that like he was, when I first saw it, I don't know, it may have been early, but like he was trying to attempt to, but like I didn't hear about any deaths. That's crazy, man.
The weird stuff that was involved in it. One, he rented the truck. He was from Texas.
Weird.
He rented the rental thing,
not the Texas thing.
Who rents cars?
But he had an ISIS flag on the back of his truck.
ISIS?
Yeah. And so he ran over people and then got out with an AR and started unloading, shot two cops.
Dude.
They lived, but they were able to
put them down.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was just super weird. And then 5 hours after that, the one dude in the Tesla truck.
Where at? Las Vegas?
Las Vegas, okay. In front of Trump Hotel Tower, whatever it's called. I think it's Trump Hotel.
Yeah.
Blew it up. And that was also a rental. So he rented that Tesla truck. There's like different sites where you can rent people's cars and stuff.
Like
sports cars, all that fancy stuff. You know, but he blew it up. He was the only casualty. And they're saying that because the Tesla truck is built so rigid and like it was able to like encase the explosion and it just like mainly blew up. Straight up.
Yeah, and there's video of it. It's wild. It looks like fireworks.
Yeah, it's fireworks. Yeah.
Here's a weird connection though. Both of those dudes were veterans. Both of them were stationed at Fort Bragg at the same time. And both of them were stationed in Afghanistan at the same time. And they both did these attacks the same day with, it seemed like, very clear intentions.
That does not seem like a coincidence.
Or it was a planned thing between them. I don't know. That's strange, man.
Yeah.
That's not something you just pass by. Whether it has anything to do with it or not, very small coincidence.
Yeah. But I was reading about the one guy in the Tesla truck.
Huge coincidence, sorry.
His whole background does not seem like he would be the type of person to do this.
Well, maybe he had PTSD, but what's with the ISIS thing?
Yeah, guy in New Orleans.
Did you see a photo of it, though?
But he was in the Afghanistan.
It was like wrapped up in the...
It's a jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he was in the military.
It's not a flag, jacket. It's a jacket.
When he was, active.
That's the photo right there. I'll blow it up on the screen for...
Oh, weird.
If you're listening.
But the guy, the Cybertruck, I was reading about him today, and who knows what happened in his life, but like he's been in the military for over 19 years and had these different medals, different awards. And even when he was living in Afghanistan, he started this thing, a humanitarian thing, to where he would collect clothes and shoes and toys for the locals and stuff.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem like it's like a...
Stuff's not adding up regardless.
Yeah, I'm really curious what if the families are going to be interviewed, which they should be. I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
And just what more comes out about it because it's so early now. But it's like, that just seems so strange.
Yeah. But the guy in New Orleans, he was just a realtor at this point in Texas. And so it's just not making sense.
But I'm seeing a lot of like sources that we typically like get information from or see talking about this stuff. And like everyone's talking about like border issues and like we saw this coming. And so I'm confused if these are veterans.
These are veterans in the States, born and raised in the U.S.
That fought in the U.S. military.
Yes.
And so that's a completely different narrative. But then typically people who served in those conflicts typically lean a political way, and it doesn't make sense. Most people lean that way typically support Trump. I'm making assumptions and assertions here that don't, you know, obviously apply to everyone, but it just, like you're saying, it doesn't add up. And even, but like, why a Tesla? Everyone knows the whole thing that they market. Well,
the shot of the Tesla on fire with like the Trump line, like there's an iconic photo of it already. Yeah. Like, it's just like, it just seems so symbolic of, you know, like definitely viewpoints a lot of people have in this world. So like, I don't know.
Just
it's super
made Elon weird. A bunch of money because people are like, well, dang, a car bomb is containable by a Cybertruck. The thing's indestructible.
Just a big coincidence.
It's
on
weird.
The same day, the beginning of the year. It's
all I can think about is I'm not pointing fingers, and this is all speculative. But how? What was the operation called that it was declassified? The CIA, where they're going to stage attacks from
Paperclip?
No.
Oh.
They were going to stage attacks that Cuba and Russia were killing civilians in Florida. So they had like everything prepped to like blow up a hotel and like kill all these people. But it was CIA. It was going to be CIA staged. Mm-hmm. We talked about it with Blurry.
I'm frustrated. I can't remember.
But it just seems
Northwood. Operation Northwood.
That sounds good.
That's the one we did with JFK in it.
Northwoods is a Cuban government terrorist one.
Okay. Yeah.
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 It just seems, I don't know, just really, we're also just completely joking with the CIA.
Yes, we are. Of course we are. We're a comedy channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see what Sean Ryan said about all this stuff, though? His post? It's like,
no, we didn't.
And
it's
intense. He's the one who shared.
Well, he interviewed that one lady that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's the one who shared that photo. But this is what he says. He said, "We warned everyone. Unfortunately, it fell on deaf ears. No one can stop what's coming at this point. They are already here. They've been here and they are ready. Don't forget about the quote invisible bombs," unquote, that Ascari Media Group talked about or told you about. Here's where it gets weird. He says, "This is just the beginning, and it's not going to stop for a long time. Congratulations, America. Get ready for a bloody 2025.
What the heck? What is he even talking about?
Well, he interviewed that one lady that worked or still works for the CIA. Mm-hmm. And she's like, there's already motions in plan by all these terrorist organizations. They have like over, she said like 3,000.
It's a lot.
3,000 fighters in America that they know of, sleeper cell groups. And I think I thought he posted one thing like Osama bin Laden's son said that their plan is to eliminate 50 to 60,000 Americans this year.
This was on the Sean Ryan show?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, dude. And
he was a SEAL, right?
Yeah.
He was a SEAL and then he became a CIA operative and now he's running this podcast interviewing his network and everybody's like, "We've been raising flags." He literally lists four other people that he's interviewed that have all said this is coming.
He's referring to it being a border issue where we're letting,
The border is one of the things, but basically like what the bit Josh was talking about is people within intelligence have been sounding off just, "Hey, there are terrorism plans inside the nation. Like people are already here. Like you need to act on these things and they're not doing anything."
But it reminds me of that last week, the episode you talked about the Area 51 secret, the prediction of, "I can't tell you this until 2025.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's just so much symbolism with this year and it already seems wacky and full of conspiracy. And we were just talking about it earlier. And yet we've stopped talking about the drones.
Yeah.
And the UFOs.
Yeah, we're done. Yeah, there's no, what drones?
As soon as Christmas hit, we're just not covering it. We don't want to. we're not addressing it. We're not naming it. We don't know what it is.
Yeah. When he said that today, I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah, you're right. Like,
no, you're so right.
It's just, it's like static. It's silence.
Get your chickens, get your garden, get your dehydrated products. Your first aid kit.
That's almost what I got you guys for Christmas, was like one of those like 5 gallon buckets, like full of dried beans and stuff.
I know. I bought some. DVDs.
Yeah. Yep.
Solar I've got powered.
End of the world war happening in the streets. You got to have your Blu-ray. You got
it. If it's not Blu-ray, please don't come over. It's just weird, man. Like, if that, like, we're so desensitized as a society, we just move on to, and it's, we're all the same. Like, I'm doing it too. It's like,
well, I looked it up crazy today, and I'm like, just New Jersey drones, right? And all the articles from today and yesterday are just like, the FAA has banned civilian drones in New Jersey. And that's it. It's like,
that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're punishing the people.
But why are they?
We're punishing the people.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting answers.
The question I have for you, Andy, is, are we desensitized or are we overstimulated?
I think it's both. I think it's because they 100% were desensitized, because it's just, nothing shocks us anymore.
Yeah, true.
And if it does, it is such, it is, we're just,
what our attention span is just completely. What if all this stuff is to test whatever the deep state is, if they're just testing how we react, like, are they testing our reaction time to things and how that stuff.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, they won't care for long.
Yeah.
We can do this. We're going to get away with it.
Let's get them all freaked out about these drones that we don't know about. And then on New Year's Day, we'll have this happen. And let's see if they even think about the drones.
And even if something like does happen, they're just like, oh, wow, we thought this was going to be a big deal. Now they don't even care about it. Cool. Now we just get away with more. They could bend more rules. It's just nuts, man.
If the objective is to get us to forget, and if ADD is actually part of the autism spectrum, which is an argument that's been made, then they would have a reason to be causing autism via all the other federally funded programs.
That is quite a stretch, but...
Hot take from Andrew.
Isn't that what we do on the show? We take one thing.
No, yeah, that's exactly what we do.
I'm just trying to become, a contributor.
Oh, you are.
I think autism didn't actually start until we landed on the moon.
Yeah, I think. Wait, is the moon autistic?
Have you heard that bit from somebody that's like, they're like, oh, they didn't have autism in the 80s and the 70s. And it's like, you have a train room.
Dude, come on.
You're 70 years old and you have a whole room dedicated to your train.
I saw one girl on TikTok. She was just like, they had autism back then. They just didn't call them that. Just give everyone nicknames.
Gomer Pyle.
She's like that. She's like, oh, that's No Look Sally. She's got to like just close her eyes every time she crosses the street. That's weird. And, she's silly.
Oh, but yeah. So
speaking of drones, you see the one that was hiding in shipping containers?
No.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if, like, again, all this stuff, who knows if it's real, but this guy's claim is he was on Reddit, found a photo of this weird, you remember those, like, climbing little, like, half-dome things on kids' playgrounds? Kind of looks like that, but if the whole thing connected, but it's huge. It's surrounded by, like, 20 shipping containers stacked up, so, like, if you're on the ground, you can't see in it. And then, so he found that post on Reddit, and then it started taking off on Reddit. Bunch of people were talking about it, and then someone uploaded the same photo after it went viral, and it's gone. And so, can you see that?
Barely, yeah. Oh, weird.
So there's where it is, and then now it's gone. But that structure looks exactly like the other drone orb UAP thing.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Weird.
Dude, if they're just pranking us, I'm going to be so mad.
I know.
Pranked. Pranked. You got scared for nothing.
What if you thought that was an alien.
What if it's just like Mr. Beast somehow? Like,
dude,
like,
and it's like, and we're dropping season 2 of my game show. We're going to be in space.
Beast Games.
He is behind everything. Yeah, I was like, I thought it was a stretch that Josh was saying that he might be like the Antichrist. We were watching that show that he put out, and it's like, this guy's maniacal.
It's really kind of freaky.
It is.
Well, it's really freaky just to see.
I don't think he realizes how freaky he comes off of. Like, how weird this is to the normal person.
Well, and he gets like such a kick out of all of this. Like, he's like, nobody's clicking the $1 million. And it's like, chill out, take a breath. And then also the fact that he's pinning them against each other. And also, it's really funny because I'm learning a lot about my husband in this game.
You'd be like, how do you do this?
He's I would click that button immediately. So fast.
Yeah, because there's one thing where it's just like, all right, so they separate, they're at this like stage two, and they separated them into four teams. Mm-hmm. And then they each team has to choose a captain. And they've learned before that the captain could betray them, the whole team. And so they choose the most trustworthy person that they think after meeting them for, I don't know, a couple days. And there's four people up on this platform. And there's a little clock ticker thing behind them that's just going up in money. And they all have a button in front of them. And they can take that money. But the thing is, so the grand prize is $5 million if you win the whole thing.
Wow, yeah.
But if the captain were to click the button, they could still stay in the game, get all that money, and their whole team would be
sent home.
Sent home.
They would lose.
And it got up to $1 million. And no one clicked it.
But you see these guys sweating. They're going like.
And I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
And these are people you don't know.
That's what I'm saying. And they're in competition against you, too. They're trying to win the $5
million. The next phase, they're not going to be on your team. They're going to be against you in the next phase.
I'm just saying, here's the mental thing for me. It's like, okay, you don't click it and you get sent home next week with $0.
That's what I'm saying. You could get sent home in like the next hour.
Or on national television. You betray the trust of 100 people.
I will do
that. Hey, as long as you're likable, as long as you're a likable person, people will be like, I get it.
Oh.
I mean, if a guy hit it, I'm like, yeah.
Of course.
It's $1 million.
Surprised it took you this long. Dude, that's what Squid Games is like. I just finished the season 2 of Squid Games, and it's just one of those things where, like, because they give it an option this time where after each game, they get to vote whether they all leave with the money that they've gained and split it equally or continue the game. And it's just crazy how you see, weird. Like, I just need a little bit more money and I'll be done. And then the one more game, you're like, I mean, that one was kind of easy. We could do it one more, right? And it's just like, that's just such a toxic way of thinking.
He really made his games like the Squid Games, though.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt it. It's such a hit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, have you seen any episodes of the Mr. Beast game?
Not yet. I thought about watching with the girls because they love watching some of his stuff on YouTube. So
they'd love it.
Is it appropriate?
It's kid appropriate. Cool. Yeah. But there's like in the very first challenge, it's like you betray like people in your quadrant or something like that. And I mean, he's giving away gargantuan amounts of money.
But
like,
the first kid that did it,
it was $2,000, and he sent his whole row home over $2,000.
He's like, I got a family at home, man. It's like
$2,000.
What are you gonna do with that?
If you waited 5 minutes, you would have won $100,000. Like,
dude, yeah, you gotta, at that point, you got to talk with your kid. Like, this is our minimum, okay? Yeah. All right, anything below this, you stick around.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so funny.
And it's funny, there's this one guy in the crowd, and he's like, I'm never going to sell out. I'm never going to be that person. And then you see him going, and he does it! He sends everyone home!
And then
he
hit 100 grand, he's like,
I did it.
Money changes people.
It sure does.
That's so funny, dude.
Yeah. Speaking of shows, though, we have watched the first season of Three Body Problems.
Yeah, Sam Tripoli recommended that, right?
He did. Really good.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
really good. I'm going to start watching that tonight. I've heard it's pretty good.
It's spooky.
It's
dark.
That's
what I was wondering.
Made well?
Harrowing.
Oh, very well.
Oh, cool. Anybody we know in it? Or is it kind of smaller actors? Cool.
No, but really good actors. Yeah, and like cool.
Well, there's that one English guy.
English. Oh, yeah.
I forget what he's in, though.
Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
That one.
Did you know that like he apparently had a terrible accent and everyone was afraid to tell him?
Yeah.
Like I think that's
the, he was so mad after.
Yeah, it's like, come on. But I do love it. It's still all right. Yeah, didn't it? Yeah. Right.
Well, save me so boring.
Did you see his music video with Coldplay just dropped?
No.
Dude is spry. Like it's shocking how like
it's wild. He's like 99, I think.
How mobile he still is.
Wild.
Yeah.
Super crazy.
If you're my age, it's worth a watch.
I'm trying to think of what I can say about Three Body Problem that wouldn't give it away fully.
I do want to watch it.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's like...
It's one season. Everyone go watch it.
Sam Tripoli gave a pretty good recap. I mean, I knew what I was going into. It's like...
Easy.
It's interesting. I mean, you know what it's about.
Now I know. Now I can't even watch it now.
It's the most disheartening thing ever.
Yeah. That'll sell it.
Yeah. It's like, because you're just like, how are you going to fix this?
I just imagine your review being on the cover of their DVD or something.
Most disheartening thing ever.
Josh Hooper.
But you know they will fix it, or they'll get close to fixing it.
Yeah, they have a plan, right? They're trying to execute a loose plan. And they'll try to execute, and we'll see. Okay, I can't wait to watch it.
It's crazy, though.
Yeah, really, it's hard to watch some parts. It's like very sad and deep and difficult.
Yeah, not appropriate for kids.
Do not watch it with your children.
Okay,
yeah.
Good to know.
Big themes.
I had a lot of entertainment taken in during the Christmas holiday.
Yeah, we heard.
It was kind of nice. It was kind of nice. I feel like I haven't watched it.
We just saw the
I come right on now.
Bob Dylan.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I enjoyed it a lot.
How did he talk?
Yeah.
What the heck, man?
Oh, come on, man.
Man.
No, it's too pretty.
Then anybody got a cigarette?
I've only got a cigarette too for 30 years. It's the same guy that cleaned my hair, Phil. Bob Dylan, get out of here.
How does this one song go?
Which one?
The one he played at the last venue.
Oh, it goes, how does it feel?
Oh, yeah. How does it feel? How's it?
To go down a hole, the complete unknown.
No.
Like a rolling stone. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
So good. Timothée Chalamet was fantastic in it. He sounded a lot like Bob Dylan, which is crazy.
So crazy. He looked
Four years he's been working on it.
I know. Yeah.
Dude, I think that about actors all the time. Like, so many of them can play music as well. And the fact that, like, it's just a freaking subtitle to their, like, entire, you know.
I was trying to look if they like did like CGI with him playing the guitar.
Dude, he was killing it.
He was phenomenal at it.
I didn't know he was playing the guitar. Was he really?
I would think he was.
I don't understand how it was pretty incredible. And Bob Dylan doesn't play like a normal person.
Yeah.
Like, so it's kind of crazy. And the harmonica, everything, dude. He's so good.
I love that interview because he talks about how, because originally they were going to dub the music. Like, they were just going to have him lip sync it. But they were like, you're singing better than it looks.
Yeah.
Even dubbed, so we'll just put your own music in. And that, I mean, it just changed the movie completely.
And it's the same thing with Walk the Line, same director.
Yeah.
I mean, you have Joaquin Phoenix actually sing the music, Reese Witherspoon, and they killed it. Like, it just was so good. I was so good. Telling Josh, I'm like, I would have loved Joaquin Phoenix to show up as Johnny Cash.
I know.
I'm like, just a cameo, please. That'd be so great.
That Johnny Cash was good, but he felt like a Johnny Cash like impersonator rather than an actor.
I know there's a specific time Johnny Cash really did look that thin and handsome and stuff, but like, there's so much more rugged times you see him a little kind of heavier too.
Yeah.
So it's not what I'm used to seeing.
Anyways,
super good movie.
I gave it a 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm around there too.
Yeah, me too. That's a movie you don't have to see in the movie theater for sure.
Yeah.
It's a great one to put on the background though. You're gonna like, I will tell you
that last scene with him at the
Folk Festival.
Yeah. That gave me so much anxiety.
Dude, crazy.
I'm just like, this is nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude. All of it was so good. So fun.
A quick Google said that he did learn guitar and harmonica for that role, and then another like title said his 6-year journey to becoming that character. So that may have been something he's been like actively working on in the background.
It. Yeah. And that's the thing. How do you do that? And also, I'm gonna be Willy Wonka. I'm gonna do this drama. Like, that's, I can't imagine the discipline of an actor where it's like, I'm getting up and I'm practicing a voice for 2 hours. And then I'm going to go work out. Like it's such a weird.
Did you see that concept. Clip of him practicing for Bob Dylan while he was dressed as Dune?
No.
So he's like in his trailer for Dune doing the Bob Dylan song.
See, things like that. It's like, how do you do that, man?
Yeah.
That takes a lot of talent. But a lot of people
are
comparing
him. His name is Paul.
Paul Atreides. Yeah.
Yes. People are like saying,
Paul Atreides.
Is he going to have the Leo arc? Like, how Leo started so young and what, you know, people who's kind of back and forth, but then he's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger.
He's already better than Leo.
Stop. That is the worst take of all time.
I think he's a better actor.
I'll say it.
I don't know.
I'll say it.
Timothy's very new.
I don't know.
Denzel got in nothing.
His range.
Dune.
Have you seen Beautiful Boy yet?
No, I told Kelsey about
it.
Because she's like, I really like this Timothée Chalamet guy.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it'll wreck you.
Yeah, I've heard it's pretty rough.
It's the roughest.
And I love Steve Carell. And I love him as
drama.
I want
to watch it again one day. But
I know. It really traumatized me.
I have to like want to be sad.
Yeah. Yeah. I need a cry.
I just need a cry today. Beautiful Boy.
I love experiencing new movies, man. It's just the absolute best. Just going in like not like knowing everyone says this is a good movie and you don't know anything about it is like literally one of my favorite things to do.
Dude, that wrestling Steve Carell movie.
Foxcatcher.
I thought it was just a wrestling. I had no idea what that was.
When Channing Tatum actually hits his head against the mirror, that was not planned, and he literally busted open his whole forehead. Really? It was crazy.
That movie.
So, that's a sad movie.
Yeah.
But it's so good. Steve Carell, Mark Ruffalo, Channing Tatum, and it's based on a complete true story, which is creepy and bonkers.
None of which I knew before watching the film. Yeah, I was like... Good. I think it was on an airplane.
We'll have to watch it then.
Did you? Who was it in your family? It's like somebody totally unsuspecting was like, "You guys seen Iron Claw?" You're like, "Ugh."
That had to have been my mom or dad.
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
Dude, I saw that by myself, and I'm like, I'm a huge wrestling fan. I've always heard of the Von Erich brothers, but I didn't know anything about their story. So I went in, I was like, a wrestling movie with Zac Efron, all these people. I'm like, this is gonna be A24. Great. I'm like, this is gonna be awesome. I was being so triggered. I was like,
I know.
This is so hard to watch.
It's horrible.
That should be A24's catchphrase. A24, prepare to feel unwell.
Dude, I don't know that.
Hard to watch.
I don't think I've seen a single A24 film yet.
Surely you have.
Oh.
Yeah, you probably don't know.
Which Swiss one should Army we Man? Recommend?
Oh, that's A24? That might be the only one.
There's a ton.
You should watch Past Lives, too. That was good.
I haven't seen
that one yet.
Everything Always...
Oh. I haven't seen that. Everything Everywhere. I still haven't seen that.
You would love that one.
I know. Everyone says
that's a really good one.
That one I wish I could watch again for the first time.
Did you see?
That one was so fun.
Wayman is going to be in a...
Sounds like a mispronunciation.
Love Hurts.
Love Hurts.
The new
it's
comedy.
Like a rom-com.
Everybody does love Wayman.
I was waiting for her to correct herself.
It's Wayman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. From the movie. In the movie. Yeah.
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 So funny.
Speaking of Wayman, though.
Is he Asian?
He is.
He is, but I don't think it's supposed to be Raymond. It's Wayman.
Well, that's a funny...
He's Dr. Jones.
He's from the Goonies.
That's a joke. Like, that's for sure a joke.
That's it just the name. It's the name in the movie.
I know, but I'm saying the writer who wrote the
It's
Asian,
a comedy movie.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Hey, speaking of Wayman and everybody loving him. We got an ad. Don't go anywhere.
Sunday cool. Sunday cool.
Sunday cool.
Sunday cool.
I want some shirts.
Ooh.
I want some hats.
He wants some hats.
I want some stickers.
Stickers.
To put on the flat.
Put on the flat.
I don't know where to go.
Don't know where to go.
I'm lost and I'm not found.
He's not found.
Where could I run to?
Where could he run to?
Sunday.
Where can he go? Sunday cool.
They have everything.
They have everything.
And
he could ever want Sunday cool. Sunday cool. Sunday cool.
Sunday cool.
Sunday cool. Sunday cool.
I will avenge you, mother.
Papa?
Papa!
Mama!
Mommy!
That was so Kanye.
Like, I don't want to, like, brag or anything, but I sounded pretty good.
How many UFOs fly in the sky before they call them a drone?
I get you. You used to talk about really outlive things. Bang it out.
Same with that time they were driving a milk carton and standing around in a cigarette.
What? We heard two words in there.
Daddy's out riding, Daddy's riding in the building.
Forget you.
Oh.
Man. And people say we mumble. Well, those people, like old people, they say, like, oh, mumble rap. It's like, did you hear Bob Dylan? Have you heard of Bob Dylan? All these people dressing so crazy. It's like, do you see any band in the 80s?
Fair. I can't believe he won a Nobel Prize.
Yeah, for literature and didn't show up.
And didn't show up.
He's the only artist song. What is the only artist to ever get a Nobel Peace Prize?
Yeah, for literature.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's how good his songwriting was,
dude. It really was incredible.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
It freaked me out, like, how many times, like, I've heard his songs covered by other people. I'm like, oh, I knew that. I'm like, oh, I didn't know you wrote that.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Speaking of wild, though, you know, it's Question Corner, Question Corner, Question Corner with Lily, where the questions are fresh out of mind.
Wrong button.
That was right.
Do it again.
Lily.
Okay.
Only milk in this, huh?
Okay, I'm trying to decide.
I told her, everybody, just get done milking the cows.
Dude, everybody in their car just put their hand on their volume. They're like, something wrong.
Is that a Sendero?
Yeah.
That's cool.
What song do you want played on your funeral slideshow?
I thought we talked about this before.
I get knocked down.
Mine's literally, it's a ska band from the 90s, and the song is called Why Won't Josh Dance?
Oh, because you're dead.
Yeah, I remember you telling me this. Yeah. I will play.
Why won't Josh dance?
Because he's dead.
He's dead.
I've never heard you say that.
Lower your hands as we pray. That'd be so good.
So yeah, that's still my answer.
Nice.
I love how, like, Andy Kaufman actually had a video of himself at his funeral. He's like, I'm dead. And so when he's saying, it's like the children's songs he used to sing, and the cow goes moo. And like, he had everyone in the crowd sing. He's like, I want everybody to sing it.
Or
so creepy.
I'll do Dust in the Wind, but Andy has to sing it.
Oh my
Dust
God.
Dust in the Wind.
What movie is it? Is it like
Old School?
Old School, and he's like, Will Ferrell? Swears a lot. Oh no.
No, it's Will Ferrell that sings Dust in the Wind.
Okay.
But there is that one band.
Wait, is that?
I'm on all of you know.
And they're like, what the heck?
So subtle. But they brought him back for the Hangover too at the end for the reception.
Yeah. Okay.
The candy shop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so I probably would pick, oh man, what would be a good one?
Bye Bye Bye.
Bye 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 would be good.
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's, It's the End of the World by R.E.M. maybe. Ooh. Would be funny.
That's funny.
Doing,
I don't know.
Have you seen, like, the people talking about the lyrics to that actual song?
I don't know.
You don't know them?
The lyrics? Do I know the lyrics? No, I don't know the lyrics.
Plant a seed, plant a flower, plant a rose. You can plant any one of those. Keep planting to find out which one grows. It's a secret no one knows. And in Mbop, they're gone. It's more poetic than the song would.
It's kind of sad.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love those, like, really, like, Outkast, Hey Ya. It's apparently a pretty sad song, lyrics-wise.
What? Wow.
Yeah, and it's, like, it's all about, it's, like, you just want to hear the chorus, and you just want to dance. But it's like, it's literally talking about, like, terrible breakup, like, love and hate and all these things. And it's like, but this
nothing
the chorus
lasts forever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Nothing lasts forever.
That'd be a good one.
I would do, dude, have you, you've heard of Herbie Hancock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Watermelon Man would be my song.
Flagged. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It literally is, it starts off really weird like that. They've got crazy instruments, but it's like a 7-minute song. And people would just be really confused. And I feel like that would be a funny prank if you just.
If that was the goal, I'd do Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain.
That was good.
Start thinking you're at the wrong funeral.
What was yours?
I just want the whole Swiss Army Man soundtrack. Mm. But the deeper question is, or the bigger issue is, I don't want a slideshow at all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't want a slideshow.
That, if that's what we do, if we take the score of Swiss Army Man, because it's just a score.
Yeah.
For the most part. So we plan your whole funeral to go the ups and downs of the movie.
Oh.
So it's like the sad parts is when everyone's crying and stuff, but then we do, you know, like, and then like we pick you up and like we get at Bernie's
you
kind of
some puppet. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Wow.
Crazy. I'm really crazy.
Okay, now I have another question though.
Maybe just
because this question isn't big enough for a question corner question, but I've just been curious. Mm-hmm. Lemon or lime?
Lime.
Totally depends.
For what?
You pick one.
Forever. Yeah. You have to pick one. Mm-hmm. I'm doing lime.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, of course. Lime goes with so much more than lemon.
Yeah. Lemonade.
When life hands you lemons, you trade them for limes.
Hey.
Lime.
Because they're more profitable.
Andrew, give us a beat.
Oh!
Andrew's got a real...
He's got a real...
Right now!
Right now!
Right now! We should have done Bob Dylan.
But it's adding.
Do it again.
So
do it again. Do it again.
Yeah.
Andrew!
It's no. Real!
It's gonna real. He's gonna show us right now! Right now! Right now!
Okay, it's not real. Let's
yeah,
go.
You!
Yeah, you!
That was good.
Oh my gosh!
See?
Right.
Man.
Andrew, are you stressed, pal?
Are you stressed, pal?
So stressed over here.
Instagram?
Oh, it's not even sent yet because I updated my phone and now it looks totally different.
You booger.
Oh, it hasn't even sent yet.
Dude, don't even start. It hasn't even sent yet.
Dude, Anthony has joined. His wife and I have like basically this book club.
Yeah.
That's kind of unannounced because we're reading the same books.
But it's just you two.
And, but now Anthony's on the same track.
Now it's a club.
Now it's a club.
All right. This is probably going to give it away really quick, but this is absolutely terrifying.
Instagram? It does give it away.
Texted it. It's on its way.
oh, geez.
You'll need the volume, but I will have to bleep some stuff, but this is just, these guys are out fishing and just wait till you see what happens on this boat. This is absolutely insane.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. I'm glad you're showing this.
Okay.
Are you ready? 3, 2.
Oh, wait.
You're good. 3, 2, 1.
The shark just jumped into the boat.
Hey!
I'll bleep it.
It's coming!
Holy
dude. Oh my it's gills.
Fiberglass, bro.
That is
holy
a
crap.
Big bull shark.
Jumped out of the freaking water into the boat. Oh my
god. This guy that's narrating and freaking out is so me.
Are you okay, bro? Holy
yeah, his ear got snagged. Look at his ear.
He was sitting on the side of the boat and it cleared him.
Was it trying to eat him?
No, it was probably chasing the fish he caught, but he ducked.
Is this what
you were
fighting the whole time?
Yeah, it had to be.
No, no way.
I just got it, and it
I mean, that's pretty much it.
Ate your fish and then jumped into the freaking boat.
What's the little fish? Is it the sucker fish?
That's a remora.
I'm gonna send one more.
Did you lose the rock? Look at the fish?
Dude, it knocked.
Remora!
How did they get it out of there?
That doesn't say.
All right.
He just became a friend. This is crazy. I thought this was what you were going to show. This happened this week in Texas. There was a tornado that hit a lake. And these guys are on the boat with their dog. And so watch this video. It is so... I mean, I can't imagine being in this scenario.
Are you ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
If you want to speed through, you can. But golly, dude.
Is that it in the left-hand corner?
Yeah, that huge storm coming.
It's coming! It's over them, I think.
Oh my gosh, dude.
They got a dog there, too.
There's nothing you can do.
I mean, moving at all would probably pick you up. You'd probably have some air under you, so you probably want to just stay there.
You know what? I'd actually... I wonder what the underside of the water looks
turn
like.
Down a little.
I wonder what going under the water would do.
Like I mean, I don't. The thing is, people were commenting. I don't see life jackets on the dog or the guys. So I'm like, even jumping in would be scary,
bro.
How terrifying!
So scary.
I mean, just helpless, absolutely helpless out there.
Oh wait, are they? They got blown all the way to land. They're in grass?
And it flips.
Nightmare!
So scary.
Do you remember that video of the guy that gets stuck in the tornado in his car and he's like, help!
I was dying laughing
so hard because you're like, no one's going to help you. And it's like, why is that funny, you maniac?
I remember you.
Help!
Like he was going to come
in a tornado. You're so crazy. Oh my god!
Help me!
Unless you're praying, bro, ain't no one else gonna come.
Please help. Ooh.
That's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, so good.
So good.
Oh, did you guys see those airplanes? All the airplane attacks that are happening right now? All the faulty airplanes that are like, dude, there's like 5 cases in America right now. One got shot in Texas as it was taking off. Someone shot the wing of it.
Why?
And then there's one in Air Canada had like a wing blow up on fire. Someone had a video of it. They had a crash landing. And
South Korea had a big one too.
Yeah, South Korea. Like, there's so many happening right now.
Yeah,
it's super weird. It's like they're trying to scare us out of the sky or something.
It scared me. It made me not want to fly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, this is happening way too regularly.
The South Korean one was terrible.
Oh, yeah, awful.
Super sad.
Awful, yeah,
awful.
Did you hear about it?
Yeah, I saw a little bit.
Yeah, like over 170 people. Not good.
Not a good time to be in the air.
Nope.
Definitely not a good time to be an astronaut either. They're still up there.
Dude.
Okay, I thought they got taken back.
Yeah,
no.
Do you remember? This is like a Mandela effect that's happening.
Yeah they're like, we're going to rescue them. Cool.
But then they show someone getting off the capsule when they got back to Earth. This was like
really?
A month ago.
Gosh, I don't
And people
were
like, do you not remember? Because they're like, the astronaut had to be put in a wheelchair and like wheeled to the hospital like immediately.
Hmm.
And it's like, everyone thought those were the astronauts that came back.
Yeah.
No, but they said it was them. They
That's
said
what
they
I thought.
Came home. Yeah.
I saw another post.
But she's not looking great. Like, as far as like, you see, like when she got there in like June, like she, like it just looks like it's wearing on her like a ton. And also they had a conspiracy because they had Christmas decorations.
Yeah, that's the one.
And Christmas hats and stuff like that. And they're like, well, we hope you have a Merry Christmas. They're like, wait a minute. You weren't planning to be up there till Christmas.
Oh, where did you get the decorations from?
Yeah. Yes. So my thing is they probably have like a box for things.
Yeah.
But I'm like.
Or they were handmade decorations at the time.
No, but it was super funny. But yeah, dude, it's super scary. I can't imagine what it's like. Just like, we're not picking you up. We'll see you next year.
I've thought for sure they came back.
It's weird, man. Because I remember
that clip.
Yeah.
Of him getting up. Like, they literally had to, like, it looked like he was like almost dead, dude.
Yeah.
And they like put him on like a stretcher and they like immediately brought him off.
See, that's just, I don't
Can
know.
You imagine like suddenly feeling like you weigh 4 times your weight or whatever the math is on leaving space?
Every time I get out of my bed.
I was going to say that's me after the holidays.
That's your sore ankles in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the bottom of my feet that hurt. I don't know if you guys experienced that. It's the bottoms.
Also, did you hear about that congresswoman that got like was found? She was missing?
Nope.
Oh, dude, this is crazy. Okay. So it's in the state of Texas. She's this congresswoman. She's been missing for 6 months. She has an incredibly important position. Her name is Kay Granger. Very important decision in Congress. Missing for 6 months, and she is found in a dementia clinic in a nursing home.
What?
I actually know exactly what you're talking about.
So people knew where she was, but didn't report because they wanted to continue things without her.
Oh, no.
And so, like, I mean, you think about not even just, like, democracy as a whole. Like, just, like, people not get, like, because people are running it instead of the person they elected, right? And so she was just in this clinic dealing. And then she came out and she did a speech.
Yeah.
And it was almost incoherent. Like, it was very just, like, you could tell something's off. But it's just.
So they knew that she was there, but they're, like,
but they
refused to continue on without her.
Exactly.
And instead of replacing her.
And hopefully no one notices this. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, dude. It's like, I know we probably talked about this. I think we said in the last episode, but that there was, we watched a TikTok the other day and it was talking about, I think it was like from CSNBC or something. And they're like, oh yeah, the cabinet team for Biden is admitting to knowing that he was in declining health for this serious amount of time. And it's like, no one's surprised.
Yeah,
it's like, so
the
late.
Bread is in the bakery.
We knew you were lying.
Yeah, no, and it's like, and the fact that we're admitting that though too, it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
and they were gaslighting us.
What's the point of admitting it at this point?
No, I know. I mean, yeah, and it's just like it's.
I think it's for the purpose of gaslighting. It's just like, yeah, well, just chill out. Like, we knew that he was in decline. But like,
yeah, but you ripped our heads off for even saying anything.
Do you remember being on like the extra defense and like it was like almost politically incorrect to acknowledge that he had an issue?
Yeah, so it was like almost ageist. It was like, how dare you? Like, he's our president.
Yeah.
Why would you? It's like, listen, presidents have declining health. we've seen this before.
Yeah, a person in their late 80s might not be fully.
It's just wild. It's just such a, I don't know. I think I should run for office. I'm going to fix this.
I think you should, yeah.
Golly, man, I just have a passion for it.
Speaking of running for office and.
Oh, wait, does running for office actually, like, you have to run?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Never mind.
Quantum computers.
Yes. What do you need to know about them?
Yeah.
I've been trying to learn as much as I can with quantum computers for the past, I don't know, week.
Okay.
Still don't know anything.
Pretend I don't know anything.
But here's a comforting quote.
Okay.
From the Nobel Prize winner who did a lot of work in quantum mechanics. He said, quote, from Richard Feynman, if you think you understand quantum mechanics, you don't understand quantum mechanics.
Cool.
So that's the basis of what I'm about to talk about.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I'm sure I'm going to say a lot of stuff and people are going to be like, you're so dumb. That's not what it is at all.
If they say,
well, that's the point.
If they say that, they'd assume their own intelligence. And according to that guy whose name I already forgot, they're dumb.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And he's a Nobel Prize winner.
Yeah.
Like Bob Dylan.
With you next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobel Prize winner, Josh Hooper. I like the sound of that.
All right. quantum computers scare me.
Okay. What is a quantum computer?
Let me tell you as much as I can.
Yes.
Okay. So people are like, this is the quantum computer is the next stage in evolution for technology.
Okay.
So we go back to man-made fire.
Fire.
Then made the wheel and then made a carriage and then learn how to irrigate and grow crops. And then we move on. Then it's like, oh, we built a computer.
Yeah.
Quantum computer, or so digital computers, what we have now, all of our phones, all that stuff, it's digital computers. Quantum computer is the next leap. And so it's not even like a computer. They're saying it's like, people have said that if you were to do like modes of transportation, so like a computer would be a car, right?
Yeah.
And you can only get so far on land with a car. They're saying that the quantum computer is now a new vehicle. So it would be like a plane or a boat to where you can now achieve more and more and more, like a rocket ship, really, I think it's like. But it's so confusing and I don't fully understand it, but let me just read. I feel like it's going to lead to something that's not good. So Google just came out with that Willow chip, right? Which is a part of, or it's a quantum computer. And they just did this test to where they give it this this one thing to figure out. And it would have taken our most impressive supercomputer 10, where was it?
In the world.
In the world. It would have taken this supercomputer 10 septillion years to figure out this equation.
Sorry.
That is,
come again?
That's one. That's one with 25 zeros behind it.
Still incomprehensible.
10 septillion years for it to figure this out.
Yeah, wait till Mr. Goodwill Hunting finds it.
Hey,
chalkboard.
Oh, you're right.
Fixed.
How do you like them? Apples.
Oh.
Apples, quantum, Isaac Newton, apple falls from the tree. Tree has roots. Roots are in the ground.
You finish it. Freemasonry.
Yes!
10 septillion years, and it took Google's quantum computer Willow 5 minutes to figure it out.
Wow.
Yes.
And this is the first generation of this chip.
Technically.
Yeah, like
yeah,
that we know
for
of.
For Google.
Oh, my goodness, dude.
So this is how it helped me understand a little bit. So our digital computers run off of bits, right? So ones and zeros. And so, like, if you want to figure something out, the computer, which are called bits, it would be like a light switch, 1 0 1 0 till you get the right answer, whatever you need.
Yeah.
The quantum computer runs off of what's called qubits, and it can basically run ones and zeros at the exact same time in any format. So they're saying a good comparison would be like if you had a digital computer, or if you were a digital computer, you could walk into a library, grab a book, and read that book. If you were a quantum computer, you could go into that library and read every single book in there instantly. So it can run bajillions of equations or different formats to come to the right conclusion.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of benefits to it. Like it could like revolutionize the medical industry for coming out with equations of how to feed the world, like a lot of different stuff.
Got it. So this is a technology that we could have in our phones or on our computers, or is it going to look physically different?
It looks physically different. And the crazy thing with the quantum computer and why it's not more people don't have it is that you actually have to keep it in sub-zero.
Wow.
Or no, complete zero. Is it sub or
I think complete? It was complete.
Yeah. I wonder, absolute zero, which is negative 459 degrees Fahrenheit.
Who even was able to make a freezer like that?
I don't know. Google. Probably someone in Antarctica.
But that's the coldest thing in the universe. That temperature is the coldest thing in the universe.
In the universe.
There's nothing colder than absolute zero.
They don't know that.
I trust them. They probably ran it through the quantum computer. Is this right?
Yep.
Let me run every single equation. But it's like Doctor Strange, right? Remember where he goes and he just to figure out which way is the one way that they can beat Thanos?
Yeah.
That's what a quantum computer does.
So it can figure out like the perfect...
It predicts probability. And that's, like,
yeah.
Yeah, it runs through every possible scenario.
So I'm always going to be able conclusion. To have the... I'm always going to have the perfect Instagram caption.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, what do I put here?
Yeah.
Perfect.
But then I was reading like some of the fears with it is it combining with AI.
Yeah.
And it just being unstoppable. Yeah.
That's not even a fear. Like, that's a big part of the intention. Like, AI, they want to pioneer and figure out quantum computing so that they can implement AI with it. That's what
it would just be unstoppable.
Yeah.
But there are one freaky thing that they talked about, a theory, is the computing power of a quantum computer combined with AI is that theory of you can upload your consciousness and literally create your own eternity. And so you would not be able to tell a difference either.
Ugh.
And it's just like just weird stuff like that just completely freaks me out.
Yeah. Dude. Because these things, that power is going to be in a chip in your head one day. Like that's going to be an option.
Something like that. I'm just like,
ugh, that's crazy, man. That's absolutely wild. Did you guys hear about the OpenAI news?
No, what's up?
Dude, the whistleblower that came out 2 months ago? Towards OpenAI,
he's dead.
Apparently, he was idle. It was a suicide rule, no foul play. 2 months after, he came out and talked about the OpenAI about how they're like breaking copyright laws. Like, there's a lot of weird stuff they're doing, and just happens, just be gone now. Super weird.
Yeah.
I don't like the darkness of this new technology world, man, because it's such a powerful thing and it's the future.
Yeah.
And so everyone's trying to control it and it's getting ugly.
I know. Jesus, come soon, please.
Well, I think there's something more sinister with the quantum computer.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I mean, yeah.
Because they talked about one of the inventors of quantum mechanics or the quantum computer said that there's just these different theories of you're able to receive information from different dimensions.
Oh, boy.
And supposedly, this is a video I saw, but supposedly the inventor of the quantum computer said that he was able to reach these different dimensions through the quantum computer and speak to entities. Very and good. I'm just like, that's where you go, stop. Don't do that.
Like, they're like doing the astral projection kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, ugh. Because that's, what's the word, Josh? Where things are connected.
Quantum entanglement.
Entanglement. That, you know, where it's...
So that's almost a... I think it's a proven theory.
It's like, yeah.
Or then it's not a theory. It's not...
It's something it's based on is how... Because I was reading, it has to do with history and origin. And like when something... Because it is probability. Like if one thing happens, then everything goes out into a web and everything relates back to the original thing. But those things that go out are entangled. But on a spiritual level... You know, we think about like how we're connected. This is a flipping, bad theology. I'm sure someone's going to rip me apart for this. But like, if we originate, like if origin has to do with your connection with, and like the Bible says things like the law is written on our hearts, and there are these things where we are entangled with our creator, there's this weird like quantum you could put like quantum theory in application with our faith. Like I'm still wrestling through like what that looks like,
yeah.
But entanglement would be a way of like understanding, you know, how the Holy Spirit prompts, like if you're actually connected with the Father in that way. And so,
yeah.
Just renew your subscription every month.
Well, that kind of goes with this theory, which is a very, very weird theory. And it's totally not based on any theology whatsoever. But one dude thinks that the Tower of Babel was actually the first quantum computer.
Interesting. I was just reading that story last night.
Tower of Babel?
Yeah.
Yeah. And because they were, what are they called? That starts with a Z? Ziggurat?
Mm-hmm.
Which the whole point of it was to reach the heavens, right?
Yes.
So like, is that a way to go into these different dimensions? And he did a side-by-side picture of like the Tower of Babel and a quantum computer. I just thought it was
interesting
a little bit. You see that?
Wow.
But then he said like, from Genesis 11, regarding the Tower of Babel, it said, and then the Lord said, behold, they are one people and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will not be impossible for them.
Yeah, exactly. After this, nothing they set out to do will be impossible.
And is it like AI where it's one of those things where if it's uploaded, you can't put it back in the box. You can't just destroy something like that. Or
I don't know.
Yeah. That's a scary thing.
I tell you who does know. The quantum computer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's the danger.
Yeah. I saw one guy arguing with ChatGPT very politely, very slowly. And it was basically the ChatGPT said, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't do this. And it's like he broke down the fact that you said I'm sorry, that it requires an emotion. And so it's either you do feel emotion or you lied to me. Or like, so like, and so it's going this back and forth. And then he gets the AI thing to admit, but like, so you lied to me? And he said, yes. So it's like, so yeah. Right then, right there.
Gosh.
Yeah, I watched that too. That unsettled me.
Yeah, it's so creepy.
Dude, what if in quantum computing, what if it has nothing to do with anything spiritual or weird like that, but just how powerful it is in general? And the fact that like Google's got Willow, and then you guys remember Elon Musk is doing that thing in Tennessee. So you literally have human ego, which is wired to compete and be the best. But how are you, like, even if it is just a technological digital war, like if, yeah. You know, if AI wanted to turn south, it's like, well, Google has Willow and we're competing with Willow. So every Gmail in the world is going to explode. You know what I mean? Like fallout from stuff like that.
But they're saying that with quantum computers too, that's why the FBI and CIA are like so invested in research and all that stuff regarding quantum computers. It's because if it gets into the wrong hands, or if China creates the quantum computer, like a more powerful one, they're saying that it would involve like a million qubits, which I think the Willow one has like 400 qubits, or maybe no more than that. I forget what, or maybe 1,000 qubits. But if you're at like the stage of like a million qubits, you can literally hack into anything digitally.
Yeah.
So we're talking about like bank accounts, yeah. Medical records, nukes.
Oh boy.
Like all like infrastructure.
Yeah, passwords don't mean anything.
Anything that runs off of digital computers, meaning everything now, yep. Can be hacked.
Dude, we're gonna return to flipping analog.
Dude, this feels like, you know, the beginning of I Am Legend where they have just like a normal like TV interview and the girl's like talking about the virus and everything's chill. I feel like this is the video that's going to be playing in the documentary about quantum computers 50 years from now. They're like, little did they know at this time, everything would change.
Dude, I think we're messing with the stuff that we shouldn't mess with.
It's knowledge. It's just we want more power and we want more knowledge. And that's been literally the problem since the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
We just want knowledge. We just want to know more. I just want to know everything. It's like, when is enough enough? Can we not just focus on the things that we have right now?
Why is that popping up there?
Who's daddy?
Is that just the YouTube video?
It has to be. That's so funny. There was daddy with peaches on it. What was that? I was like, because that has to be the recording.
Yeah.
He's so laughing, like, but it's Andy's phone.
That's a screen share off of Andy's phone.
Ah, no. That's weird.
It's so weird. Who's his dad?
I'll have to pay attention while editing to see if anything
else. Let me go back and see if it pops up. Okay, yeah, it is just someone recording it.
Yeah, that's so funny.
That is funny.
I'm like, Daddy Peaches.
I'll go back and see which one of us grabbed our phones in panic.
But yeah, quantum computers, what are you going to do?
Dude, what are you going to do about it?
I'll stop them, dude.
Isn't that a crazy idea, though, to think that the Tower Battle Bowl could have been just a giant supercomputer?
And no, I mean, could, but with maybe not the technology that we have today, but like, couldn't have been something like that, like a ritual to a false god who Satan allowed and allowed miracles to happen, allowed certain knowledge to be shared so that
the implication.
And then it's like, okay, no.
The implications in that verse are so heavy where he's like, they would be able to do whatever they wanted. So I shut them. Like the implication there in that it is not good for us to be able to do whatever we want.
No, seriously. Yeah,
and nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them.
So what does that mean? Like, what is that?
Dude, did you see Francis Chan's sermon series about living a simple life and how, like, I forget what passage he was preaching out of, but he was like, the biblical mandate is actually to be simple, and it is like, it is okay to not be caught up in it all.
Yeah. I mean, that's the goal.
That is so weird.
I don't know. That's Tower of Babel's a really fascinating story.
It is.
Cause it's like, what does that mean? Yeah.
You know,
it's just,
I mean, cause I truly believe that Nimrod had some cahoots with the fallen angels.
Yeah, dude.
I think that's
and if the fallen angels, who we know gave heavenly wisdom, Nimrod's like, hey, we got to build this tower because that's what we got to do to get on the level of God.
Mm-hmm.
And God's like,
because it's colder up there.
Absolute zero.
Antarctica.
But Josh said there's nothing in this universe that's that cold.
That's what the scientists said. Just going off what they said.
I don't know. Now you're listening to scientists? You've changed,
they
man.
Said it's colder than space.
Wow.
Nothing's colder
than
space.
So literally you can shut down a quantum computer with a blow dryer.
Yeah, or just breathing on it.
Oh.
Speaking of Antarctica, though, we don't have time today because it's a long one.
Darn.
But I have a theory of what Antarctica could be. Or was in the past.
Oh my gosh.
You told me on this past weekend you want to go to Antarctica.
I do.
Apparently there's already been a podcast film there, which is a bummer.
But did you watch it?
No.
There's been two podcast films there and they were not very good.
Should we just go there and be like, the first good podcast? Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That would be fun.
But we talked about it a little bit last week, but the stuff with the beepers.
Oh, pagers and stuff, yeah.
With Mossad.
Yeah.
Dude, it freaks me out so much.
Because they had the interview with an ex-leader on 60 Minutes, right?
He just works for the Mossad. It was 60 Minutes interview with two people that work within the Mossad, which is the Israeli CIA. And they talked about this whole plan with these pagers. Like, they planned it out, so they say.
Yeah.
And they basically, I got to find the one quote he said. But he says, everything that you see, we are the directors, actors, and producers of everything happening.
Oh my god!
It's like,
so scary.
That I don't like that.
No,
but
and I watched a little bit of the interview as well, and they talked about like how it was even like a psychological tactic because people were in Lebanon not even turning on their air conditioners.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they refused because they just were so scared.
Yeah. So what he said was that they formed this shell company in, I think it was Belgium or somewhere in Europe, but it was under the manufacturer from Indonesia or something where they make pagers, and they knew that Hezbollah buys pagers from this one company, and they actually had a sales rep there that they hired to work in this European country, and so they manufactured their own pagers with an explosive in them, and they were bulkier than the last pagers that they got or the ones that they usually buy.
Yeah.
And so they went a step further and created propaganda. I say propaganda. They created commercials for this beeper and pumped it into everyone in Hezbollah's algorithm. So this beeper, it's like, it's shockproof, so waterproof. It's like, it's the more rugged, rigid one.
Yeah, it's a little bulky, but it's the bomb.
That's what we told them. But they made 5,000 of those. And then on, I think it was September 17th, they decided to go ahead and blow them up.
Dude.
And what they did was they listened to what ringtone from the beeper would cause someone to pick it up quicker.
Ugh.
And so they did tests, and then they found the right tone. And so what would happen is they pick it up, and it's like, it's an encrypted message. Push these two buttons to receive message. Push it, blow up. And if, even if they didn't push it, it would still blow up. And but they said before that, 10 years prior, they made the same explosives in walkie-talkies. So they made these explosives in these walkie-talkies, made sure the same format to where Hezbollah would buy them, and they waited on it for 10 years. And because these are walkie-talkies that these dudes would like just wear on their chest, like on their vests. And the day after the beepers, they're like, okay, now do the walkie-talkies. And so there's like people at funerals and stuff. It's just like, it was crazy.
Dude, that's pure evil.
It's messed up. But
that's terrible.
For them, they said it's justified because it's like, we need to show them that they can't mess with us, and we got to cease fire out of it.
And just for clarity, when you say them, this is the one person filmed in silhouette claiming to represent them.
Exactly.
But just for clarity's.
Right.
Yeah.
But then I thought, if you want to go down a deeper rabbit hole, could this all be a front? Because we talked about, and I'm not trying to say this to prove my theory, but the direct energy weapons. Because other people did talk about, it wasn't just the pagers blowing up. There was iPhones and stuff blowing up too.
Yeah, there were casualties outside of it. That's what I remember.
Yeah. And so it's like, are they being interviewed for 60 minutes saying, yeah, this is what we did. But in fact, they actually have a technology that is way more scary and way more sinister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That honestly sounds more likely to me than for 10 years, we bet that technology is not going to change and people aren't going to upgrade their walkies.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's all.
I start getting FOMO if it's been 2 years since I have a new iPhone.
Yeah. But it's super creepy, man, of just like what people can do. But yeah, Andy was saying it was definitely, it was more than just these 5,000 explosions. It was a psychological thing. People are literally afraid to turn on any electric device.
I would be.
Yeah, it's like, so that's just that's everybody. Everybody in the whole country like would just be terrified.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it so much.
Not fun.
No, dude. I wish I could punch that Mossad in the face, dude. Mossad, my fist.
Did you hear the theory that Sasha, what's his name?
Barracome.
He actually works for the Mossad.
No.
I'm telling you, the theory on it is fascinating.
There's a lot of like connections.
Yeah.
Oh, what
He's
is
the type that would like totally play into that too.
Yeah, that's his long bit.
Yeah.
No, but they like, oh, I probably spoke too soon because the theory, it's very fascinating. Like with the timing of these certain movies coming out and what was happening. Why are you laughing?
Because it is a funny concept. No. I mean, like.
Well, because it was like, Oh, who was the who's a dictator in the Middle East that got
Saddam? No. Osama.
No.
Gaddafi?
Yes, yeah. Gaddafi. It was during the time of trying to form a coup against Gaddafi. That's when the movie Dictator came out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And like just there's a lot of weird parallels to it.
Yeah. Or that was just timed because of the what was happening in the world just because
yeah
it was
also
like,
I mean it talks it shows like culture. On the funding of these movies that the Mossad was involved.
What? That's weird.
I know.
That is weird.
Hey, don't take it personal.
That's so dumb.
Hey,
it's serious, Lil. People are getting hurt.
Not by Sacha Baron Cohen.
They could be.
You can't prove it.
That's what he wants you
don't
to think.
Don't speak in absolutes, okay?
Very nice.
Very nice.
King
my wife.
Also,
you said on the Patreon episode, everyone's like, oh, yeah, everyone's got to watch the movie. It's so funny. It's like, no, it's not.
What's not
appropriate.
Funny?
Borat. I mean, it's funny, but I'm saying it's
don't
not.
Watch it.
Don't watch it with your children. It's hilarious.
Don't watch funny movies with your kids.
Just not this one.
It's a really inappropriate movie.
It's super bad, yeah.
No,
it's called
movie.
Borat. Super bad. It's around the same time they came out, but no, this one's Borat. Yeah.
Hey, have you seen Bruno, though?
Yes. Anything that's real like that, I have to watch because it's just, people don't do that anymore, man. Hey, I think it's live people's reactions is so funny.
Speaking of that, did you see that Brooke ran into Steve-O at our Walmart?
Dude, yeah, in Wait, town.
Here?
At yeah. the Mount Dora Walmart.
He's dating a girl from Mount Dora.
Steve-O was here. She ran into him.
Steve-O hit on the pod.
Dude, that'd be crazy. Yeah, man, that'd be crazy. Yeah.
That was good.
Thanks. It was like RFK, but it did without the breaks in between.
Oh, that was the last thing we wanted to talk about. It's very short. But did you hear about all the weird fog that's been around the world?
Dude, everyone's talking about it.
Dude.
It's crazy.
And I'm like, is it actually weird?
Or are we just paranoid?
This is Gen Z who doesn't go outside being like, what is the fog?
Okay.
There's fog like over here, but not over there. Yeah, I mean, that's sometimes how it works.
Look at this fog rolling in. It's like, yeah, that's like literally a phrase. The fog rolls in. You know,
these
like,
people have never turned on a flashlight in the early morning.
We went to the beach the other day, though, New Smyrna Beach, and it was really foggy, which is not abnormal, but it smelled like
That's what a lot of people
plastic.
Are saying is there's some fog that is smells chemically.
Yeah, it smells like burning plastic.
She is
they
fancy.
Would,
yeah.
they would be able to...
What's a fog?
Like, man. Whoa, a fog, never met her.
Oh.
It was weird when we drove up to Nashville. For November.
Oh, how well you
it was
see, like,
from Florida all the way to Nashville. Complete fog the whole time. I'm like, how do I not get out of this?
Thick fog, too.
Yeah, dude, it was crazy.
It's not like we don't have the ability to alter weather or anything through.
Oh, you're not one of those people.
And when Florida came out, they're like, they're banning weather manipulation stuff, and it's like, what? When did we vote for you to say yes to that? It's like, come on, what are we doing? So it's like, obviously they're doing it. Of course they are.
What if they did like some like legal jargon to where it's like vote yes for solar? Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, solar, and like solar from the plane, spray chemicals.
Yeah. That is how they do it.
I know.
There's another thing that I want to talk about later.
I think they should put a page limit on like how long a law can be. They're like books, and it's like we get two lines to vote on them, and then the actual law is like,
dude, I can't wait for 2030. No cocaine, man. We ever vote yes.
Are there like funding for orphans and widows and veterans?
Well, there's a real theory to like the Declaration of Independence and stuff that it was actually written in legal jargon as opposed to non-legal jargon or whatever.
Yeah, layman terms.
But they can phrase stuff certainly in a legalistic way to where people don't know about it because they just read it how a normal person would read it.
Yeah.
But in actuality, what they said is implemented into the law of the land.
Got it.
I'll have to do more research on it because it's really interesting and really freaky.
All I know is we're not supposed to use double negatives, and every legal piece of anything I've ever read has me confused with double negatives by the second sentence.
Yeah.
Shall thou not never do always unto thee never?
Yeah.
Doesn't never do it if again.
Are you not sure?
As always.
Anyways, that's it.
Ness.
Dude, I had fun with you guys today.
Dude, it was a good time.
1, 2, 4, baby.
1, 2, 4. 1, 2, 4. 1, 2, 4.
And make sure to go to patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies.
See that crazy episode.
And
it's long, too. It's like almost like 40 minutes, so you could have some fun.
It's the first Patreon episode where we haven't switched any seats.
Oh.
Special.
That is not the most exciting thing about that episode.
No, but make sure to go to sundaycool.com if you need custom apparel, hats, stickers, anything for your group. sundaycool.com. We got you. Covered.
And we got sundaycoolswag.com if you want any ninjas merch. We got hats. We got some new socks coming out. Wait, isn't it? Yeah, look at those. They have a little pink band on it. My wife already stole mine. It's great. So go to sundaycoolswag.com, get your stuff today. And if you go to patreon.com, become a patron, you get discount codes year round, baby. Mm-hmm. So go see that. Love you guys.
Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube.
Like,
follow us on Spotify. Comment. Like, comment. Do all that stuff.
What was the question?
Song at your funeral.
Not lemon or lime.
Song at your funeral.
The song at your funeral. Comment that below.
Yep.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
children.
Has empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Good times. Calm down.